Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Start the adventure. Live the dream. International living, exploring, investing, and retiring. Light on Living Abroad shines the spotlight on how life can be better with life abroad. We'll explore owning investment properties in emerging markets, how to manage those assets effectively to increase your wealth. You'll learn the important steps involved in buying, renting, and building overseas. With safety lifestyle lessons and guidance to where to enjoy the most beautiful scenic locations, you'll discover where your best international investment property is waiting for you. Light on Living Abroad takes you there. Welcome on board.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us on this edition of Light on Living Abroad. I'm your host, Lisa Berry. And as we build on this series of great adventure, travel, and investing, I'm happy to have Will Roadhouse back with me today. He's the CEO and founder of Compass Group International, a number one real estate consulting firm in Central America. Will provides offshore asset management portfolio services for high net worth clients seeking a better return and asset protection in emerging countries in Asia and Latin America. He also is a frequent flyer who loves traveling the world so much that he's created TV shows and podcasts about all the amazing places to live for just $1,000 a month. And now I truly am building on all of the episodes that we've been really getting to know Bangkok quite intimately, and I'm falling in love. I know that. And Will shared last episode all about football or Super Bowl Sunday, I should say. And it's one of my I call it a holiday, my favorite holidays. Now I'm thinking I'm going to have to start planning this on my calendar. So, Will, I have some really fun questions to ask you today. But first of all, I want to welcome you back to the show. Welcome.
I'm so happy to be back. Thank you, Lisa.
And we last episode we talked about Christmas and beautiful moons and just the loveliness of the culture. And you know, we're so lucky to have you because really, just other than you traveling there and being there and living there and investing there, you're actually a money guy. And a lot of people, this is a business. Like, people need to make money. They want to make money, and we want to find out the best way and the not just fastest, but the safest and most secure and way of growing our money, which was what you're helping us to learn how to do. And I have a couple questions now. You've sold, or I guess what the word is, I'm going to use the incorrect word here, but you've sold condos and places to your clients, or they've purchased them and then have you managed that part of their portfolio?
So basically how it works is that there are very high net worth individuals that want to basically expand their real estate portfolio, their investment portfolios with other options. And what Compass Group International does is provide those options by creating a real estate portfolio, an income generating real estate portfolio outside of their country. So for an example, any clients that live in North America, so United States, Canada, and let's say the UK, we would create real estate portfolios for them in Southeast Asia, in Latin America. And Lisa, what we do is these income generating real estate portfolios is comprised of not just residential real estate, but also commercial real estate. So we can buy small strip malls, small hotels, big hotels, whatever it may be. But that is what we do for the high net worth. But here's the one thing that I want to mention is that our clientele is all high net worth, and our average is basically, we just raised our minimums. Our minimums originally were $1 million for residential and then $3 million for commercial. Now we raised it. We're at $2.5 million and then $5 million. So what that means is in order to do business with us, you have to come in with at least a minimum of $2.5 million. But Lisa, the $2.5 million, like in Canada, where you're at in Toronto, $2.5 million probably buys you two or three investment properties. Yeah. that you're gonna make okay income on that. Well, here in Thailand, for $2.5 million, I could buy you 25 pieces of real estate that generates income. And that is going to have a higher appreciation, higher occupancy rate, and also your tax, your taxation is extremely low, nearly fractional. And the fees to upkeep is fractional. So that's what we do, is so different. But on the other side is there are individuals that don't have $2.5 million, let alone $1 million to invest. Mm-hmm. So Lisa, that's why I come on radio shows like yourself. We create podcasts. We're on iTunes. We're also on SoundCloud. We create videos to educate those out there that want to buy maybe a $50,000 condo or a $100,000 condo in Thailand. And then we show them how to do that by giving them pointers, the pros and cons, how to not get scammed, why buying a condo is better than buying a single family home like in Thailand, how to get it rented out. So we do all that. And then one thing, Lisa, is that what people don't understand is the fear, Lisa. Is when you think Thailand, think about this, Lisa. 5 episodes ago, when we first got in the conversation, you're probably asking yourself, is why would I want to buy a piece of property in Thailand? It's so freaking far away. I've never been there. I don't speak the language. Why the heck would I want to do that? Now, 5 episodes later, you're probably like, you know what? For $50,000, $100,000, I can have a place at the beach. Yeah, I think I'm going to do that.
Right. And make money while renting it out while I'm not there. Yes. you've been mentioned, I love that you highlighted the benefits. It's not just what you can get so much more for less money, the taxation. Huge difference. I mean, between Canada and the States, both, there's just giant taxes in both places. And I was going to say, so you've got the place that somebody's interested. Now, yes, you work with the clients with a higher profile and everything. Now, thank you so much for educating people and just sharing the tips and stuff. And I do want to point out where they can go to get to see that. Where would they find your YouTube videos and like under what name, the Compass?
So they go to YouTube, they just type in Will Roadhouse, W-I-L-L, Roadhouse, just like the movie, R-O-A-D-H-O-U-S-E. And then they'll find our Compass YouTube page. And then if they go to SoundCloud, they can also download the app. We have, I think, close to 200 episodes that talks about living, working, investing overseas. So to go to SoundCloud, just again, type up my name, Will Roadhouse. And then on Facebook, I have my personal fan page, which is Will Roadhouse. And if they type up Compass Group International, we also have 2 fan pages, one dedicated for Thailand and the other one is just overall for our business. And there they're going to find a lot of free information because, yes, Lisa, you can get scammed. But the thing is that people get scammed in Canada. People get scammed in the United States. People get scammed in London. They actually probably get scammed more in those countries than they do in places like Thailand. So that's why you have to be careful. And again, it's, you know, you may, where your typical Westerner is so used to living in a single family home that they tell themselves, oh, wow. So you're telling me I could buy a 3-4 bedroom house in Pattaya, which is a beach city, that's still, you know, a mile, 2 miles away from the beach for $250,000 or $150,000? Yes, you can. But the problem is that you only own 49% of that property. So we talk about why it's important to buy condos and condos that have a lot of foreign ownership. Condo living, first of all, number one, Lisa, it's easier to maintain. It's easier to rent and you're in a better area. It's like living in Manhattan. You're within walking distance of everything. That's why I love condo living.
I love that you're highlighting about, they say location, 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 but really it is because does anybody travel? It's to have that shared experience, to connect with another culture, to learn about it, not to just to be, I mean, there's definitely some places you want to be like more retreat-like and just out on the beach. But in this case, you're in the beach, you're close to everything. It's all good. What I was going to ask you is that, so let's forget all prices just for a second of where they start and where they, you know, what they need to invest in everything. However, what would a person who you have helped them, you know, they've become your client, they've purchased a condo, and now they've been in it for, let's say, 5 years. What have you seen happen to their portfolio? Because they still are a third world country, and even though they are emerging, how has their investment portfolio risen, and how much faster or more will it rise in the next 5 or 10? Like, what's our projection looking like?
I always like projections in 7 years, because 7 years is very typical when you look at business cycles and how they go up and down. So if you look at just in the United States, it's 7 years, we always have a recession, and then it just kind of starts. So right now we're at the 8-year point, you know, so we're due for a recession sometime soon. Nothing like, you know, like back in 2007, or 2008 or 2009, but we're due for a small recession. So I like to look at 7-year cycles. So what I tell my clients is, number one, is that when you're investing in a place like Central America, South America, Southeast Asia, is that it's a buy and hold. And it's not like buying, flipping. Is that I always love to give people this example. You look at the greatest investor in the world. His name is Warren Buffett. Everybody knows who he is. He's one of the richest men in the world, one of the most intelligent investors in the world. And he says it very, very simply and non-complicated. Buy and hold, buy and hold, buy and hold. He didn't get rich by flipping stuff. He bought and hold. He bought Wells Fargo stock a long time ago. Geico Insurance and Dairy Queen. And he's bought and hold. And it's the same exact thing for these properties. It's because the reason why I say buy and hold is you look at someplace like Bangkok 7 years ago, and you look at 7 years forward now, and you look at the massive amount of changes of expats moving here, working here, retiring here. You know, we even have new visas for expats that are 55 years and older to accommodate them. So there are more and more people that are moving here. And now, Lisa, we're getting more Westerners from the United States and Canada moving here too, because prior it was mostly Europeans, Australians, New Zealanders, and also people from the UK, because it's so close. But now we're getting Westerners. So the thing is that I tell people to buy and hold. But should they want to, basically what we do is just like any other portfolio manager, we always analyze a portfolio. So let's say, Lisa, you have $5 million invested with us. And we've put you in places like Thailand and Singapore and Philippines, and let's just say Australia, New Zealand, and some parts of Europe and some parts of Latin America. Just like any other portfolio manager, I would say, okay, Lisa, let me give you a good example. So one of our clients, we started investing for them in Singapore 5 years ago, or actually it's about 4 years ago. And he made a 100% profit on his properties. It appreciated by 100%. Yeah, that's how much it went up. So about a year and a half, 2 years ago, we started seeing some changes in the Singaporean market. So I advised my clients that I said, I think we should sell because I think we're at the top of the Singaporean market. And I was correct, because the Singaporean market after that depreciated by 15 to 25%. And then, so we're just sitting on cash right now, but we've used someone to buy properties elsewhere, but he likes Singapore. So now when we feel that it's bottoming out, which is getting very close here, we'll dive back into Singapore and start buying again. So we do analyze our portfolios on a regular basis for our clients and advise them when to sell, when to hold, and so forth.
I just find that fascinating, that it's like one of those things where it almost sounds too good to be true, but it's so true. And I love hearing those kinds of stories, because that gives like an example, like a proof and everything. So if I'm sitting here in my house, I'm listening to the show, I've just heard Will say all these great things, I hear Lisa's, myself, you know, enthusiasm and everything, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to do it. So I open my laptop and I'm like, how to buy property. What if there could just be a magic wand? Because, you know, we're talking Christmas last episode, magical spirit, we wave a wand and somebody just suddenly now owns, just free and clear, they own a condo. What would be their best thing to do with it? Rent it, use it, sell it? I'm just trying to imagine that magical thing. And what does that do to their portfolio? Do they suddenly, they claim it on their taxes as property and stuff like that? Like, what is magic wand, boom, I have a condo.
basically all above, is that, you know, what people need to understand is they have to analyze their lifestyle. Is that if you look at a typical lifestyle in North America, is that, like I say, everyone's homebody. Is that they go to work, they come back, and then they turn on Netflix or Hulu or Amazon Prime, and they watch TV all freaking night. And then they repeat the same exact thing. And so that's why they have these great big houses, is because they're basically homebound. Where in Thailand, in a place like Thailand, is the places are smaller, but people get out more. That's why our lives are so much better, is because of sociability, entertainment factor, because it's so cheap. I can go see a new run movie, Lisa, for $3. My popcorn costs me $1.50. It doesn't cost me $7, $8, or $10. I eat out every single meal, and my meals cost me $1.50 to $3. I go out for coffee 2 to 3 times a day, and my double shot espresso costs me $1, and it's a sit down place. Not like Starbucks where they, you know, I ask for a double shot espresso and they give me to this 12 ounce cup and I get it to go. No, I get to sit down, connect on a Wi-Fi to give me water, give me some cookies, and they bring my espresso to me. I get to sit there as long as I want, just like in France, because it's a sociability factor. So when I tell people is that, go ahead.
Oh, so I have to tell you this, because this was shocking to me. You just brought up movies. And it's not very often that that's a movie's a long time. That's a commitment, right? That's like a 2-hour thing, right? So it's very seldom that I went. There's one movie I really wanted to see. Is it called A Monster Calls? Anyways, it was this tree that came to life and helps a little boy. It's this movie. And I've really been waiting for it to come out on Netflix, and it just wasn't coming out. So I thought, okay, I'm gonna rent it. I'm gonna rent it off of, you know, Bell and Rogers and all that stuff. And so I went to look it up. Will, do you know when is the last time you rented a movie from your television? I have to tell you, I fell over when the price came up.
It's been a long time. What is it, like $6 or $7 now?
Well, that's what I was expecting. So I almost thought I was doing something wrong when it said it was $22.99, which is $23. But, and this is the part I really want to bring up, already I'm shocked, $23 for this movie. And I thought, oh, I can't do it. I can't bring myself to do this. But then there was an option. You'll love this option. The option was, I can rent and have access to all the movies for an entire month for $25. So just a few dollars more. But guess what? I know that was meant to be, because now when people have access to that many more movies, they sit down and stay inside and watch that much more TV. So I love that you're really bringing up, and that's how we come, you know, I'm a nutritionist. This is important to me. I like to stay fit. You like to stay fit. Fit also comes from being happy. It comes from interaction. It comes from learning and growing and new experiences. It comes from, you know, making smart decisions in your investment portfolio too. So it just sounds like a healthy thing to do, to even just explore what it is, what's available,
Lisa,
in Bangkok.
Here's a very dark part of human nature, and I know you've witnessed this too, is that when you look at the rich countries, which are in Europe and North America, as you see the amount of drug use, the amount of depression, the amount of unhappy people. Lisa, if there were happy people, drug abuse wouldn't be rising every single year. If there were happy people. The reason it's rising is because people despise their lives so much, they need an escape. So they turn to drugs. They turn to alcohol. Where when you look at a country like Thailand, what I always tell people is that if you just went through a bad divorce, a bad separation, or you're just depressed and you want to go and shoot yourself, it's like, before you go and try to commit suicide, go to Thailand. I almost assure you that you're not going to commit suicide.
It sure does wake you up.
It really does. Because Lisa, and again, is that the listeners out there, I hope you research what's called blue zones. Lisa, you and I both know what they are, but for the listeners, if you don't know what a blue zone is, there are certain parts of the world on this planet where they have the highest concentration of individuals that live past 100 years old. And some of these places are like Costa Rica and Okinawa, Japan. And the reasons why, if you look at the many books that's written about the blue zones, one of the main reasons why, and it's such a simple secret, it's not even a secret, Lisa, it's sociability and entertainment. These people are happy because they have a strong social life, they have a lot of friends, and they get to go out and do stuff. Where your typical American or Canadian, where they're living paycheck to paycheck, they can't really do anything. It's not like a family of four can go out and see a new run movie, go and see, let's just say, Justice League just came out. Well, I saw Justice League for $3 and my popcorn was $1.50. Where in the United States, you know, for a family of four, it's going to cost them close to $100 to go see a movie.
It is. You got it. Yeah.
And they can't afford that. And in addition to that is it's either go see a movie or go out to dinner. You can't do both because it's too expensive. They can't afford it. Well, here in Thailand, I can do both. I can go see a movie. Then after that, I can go ahead and grab dinner. Then after that, I can go grab dessert. Then I can go grab coffee. I can go grab a beer after that because it's all super affordable. So what I tell people is, if you're depressed and you think your life sucks, really give yourself a good hard look of your life. Analyze your life for the whole week and see how truly boring it is. And before you decide to go turn to drugs or go jump off a building or go commit suicide because you think your life sucks, come here to Thailand. I guarantee you'll change your mind.
Well, I think that was like just a beautiful commercial in and of itself. And I know we talk about food, but we just can't stop talking about food because it's important. I am a holistic nutritionist. And so when you brought the thing about drugs, people using drugs because they're depressed and stuff, there are so many quote unquote drugs in our food that it's the same thing. And that's why people are overeating so much, because there are addictive chemicals in there that we don't even realize or acknowledge, whether it be just even as basic and simple as food coloring. That is something super important that I want to bring up, because the food in Thailand is very pure, very natural, very close to its original source. And we have to go through so many hoops and laws to get this or organic and this to be, is this grass-fed? And did they do it right from the start to the finish? And like, it's so much checking up on things. Whereas it sounds like in Bangkok, in Thailand, there's a trust factor. Like, we can believe in what they're providing for us is safe and for our highest self.
Well, here is something that was said to me in France when I was in Bordeaux, France, and I had the best burger in my life. It was a foie gras burger, and the burger was made from the same type of meat that's used for steak tartare, so it was cooked medium rare or rare. It was the best burger I've ever had in my life. And when I was speaking to the owner, and he said, I don't want to offend Americans or Westerners, but the thing that you have to understand is that as a child, in the French culture, as a child, you are taught very, very young what good food is. That's why I love France. As a foodie, I love France. I love Japan. Mm-hmm. I love Asia. Is because we're not paying a premium to having stuff trucked from different countries. In the United States and Canada, our orange juice, if you're not aware, Lisa, like 70-80% of orange juice comes from apples that's grown in China that's heavy in pesticides, and our fruits are coming from Mexico, and rice is coming from Thailand and Vietnam. Where here in Thailand, all of our food is coming within a region, and then our meats are coming from Australia and New Zealand. So Lisa, we are eating better. Yes, it's more local, and that's why, you know, you look at Canada, you look at the United States, it's too easy to go in and get a fast food burger. It's crazy that you can go to McDonald's, get a McDouble for $1.50, and there's no way for $1.50 you can get a salad. Healthy food starts at $7 to $10, where crappy food you can buy for a couple bucks. Where in Thailand, a freaking, you know, McDouble costs two times more in Thailand, or three times more in Thailand, where it's cheaper to buy street food that's healthier for you for $1.50. Isn't that amazing?
Yes. Such a mindset shift. I love that, though. And you know what? Again, that's what's going to wake the spirit up. That's what living is about. So I love that you're a financial guy, because money is our currency. It's how we do everything. But we back that up. The reason why I want to close off the show with asking you, because this is what it's about. You're so passionate. You're passionate about money. You're passionate about living and experiences of food and culture and people. And with all that, what is it that you would love to share with people? What fuels you? Why you love Bangkok, but what would you tell somebody else as your final big oomph, like, you got to do this? What would be the biggest thing you could say will change their life financially, I guess, is the biggest question here, by investing and having this newness to their lives by doing something in Bangkok.
Lisa, it comes down to one thing and really one word why I love Bangkok. I love Thailand. You know, I love cheap countries in Southeast Asia and Latin America, but Bangkok is truly one of my favorites. It's called freedom. I have freedom, Lisa. Mm-hmm. Is that whether I'm rich, poor, middle class, I can do all the stuff that's considered a premium in a place like United States and Canada. Is that being able to go out and eat every single meal, being able to have a maid, being able to have a deep tissue massage after every workout, having a massage 2 to 3 times a week, having my hair cut on a regular basis, just getting pampered, Lisa. And then in addition to that, having a big, huge social life. I have way more friends here than I do in the States. It's freedom, Lisa, is that I have this freedom to do whatever I want. And here's a misconception. If I want to tell the viewers out there, I turned off the commentary on a lot of our social media because I just hate trolls and I hate stupid comments. Is because there's always overly critical people. Is that the interesting thing is that, as you know, we created this show, which is living on $1,000 a month in a place like Bangkok, Thailand, or someplace in Thailand or Costa Rica. And we'll get these comments from people saying that, and they live there, and these are other Westerners, is that we don't need cheapskates like you to live in this country because you can afford it. But what you don't understand, Lisa, this is what people fail to understand. Yes, I have money. Yes, I have no debt. But the fact that I can live well on $1,000 a month, that trumps that over any other country. Because the fact that I have the power to do that, just because I can afford it doesn't mean I have to pay for that. So if I can live on $1,000 a month in a place like Bangkok, as opposed to the same equivalent of $4,000 to $5,000 a month in a place in the United States, I'm always going to refer back to Bangkok because it's a freedom. And my money goes further. I can do more things. I'm just happier here, Lisa.
I feel like, and what a beautiful way to end this, is that I do feel like you just gave everyone, rich or poor, it doesn't matter, everyone permission to stop restricting themselves and to allow them to have the freedom, whatever that means to them, and not to allow others who are in that mindset of restriction or a judgment or separation. Because once we do truly open up, because we have tons of resources, they're everywhere. And I'm just so happy that you were able to share with us and open our eyes and inform us and educate and add a little, you know, sprinkle that wand, magical wand over everybody and say, you know what, there's so much possibility. We all can give ourselves that permission to do so and just go for it. So I am so appreciative of you for just sharing everything you possibly can and more. And I would love if you could actually, I know that you've got lots of pictures on all the Facebook and everything, but maybe I'll pick some highlighted pictures and post them on the Light on Living Facebook page. And I'm so happy every time you do get to come on Light on Living Abroad here and share with us about what it is to live abroad.
Lisa, I just want to share one more thing. I know we're getting ready to run out of time. I had a conversation with a friend of a friend, and she's a divorcee. She's in her lower 60s. She has a great pension. She has Social Security. She has no housing debt. So basically, she has about $1,800, $2,000 a month. And she was telling me that even with that much money, Lisa, she can't go out and do stuff. So I'm talking to her about Bangkok, about what $2,000 a month, because when she sells her house, she's going to still have, you know, about $300,000 left in addition to her monthly pension. I said, this is what you can do. She's like, oh my God. She's like, I have no friends. I don't do anything in the United States. So if I go to Bangkok, I could do all this. I said, yes. She went there and you know what? She's moving down.
Oh my goodness. That's a fantastic story. Aw, well, there, everybody, you just heard that. See, anybody can do it. We just need the support. Thank you so much, Will. I love everything you shared. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.